still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004, is the one and only rock and roll geek show with the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, and it is 6:27 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is kind of a bonus episode because I have an interview, a lot on the plate coming up this week. I'm up in the Mountain House, by the way. I just got here today. I left the house about 6 o'clock this morning. I didn't get here until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon because on the way up, I had a blowout. And I mean, my tire exploded coming up here. And I was stranded on the side of the road and I had to wait and get a tow truck to come change the tire. I had a spare. Then I had to limp another 95 or 98 miles to Redding to Big O Tires to get a new tire put on my car. I just got these new tires about a month or so ago, so they were under warranty. So I don't know why it blew out. I think I might have had a nail in the tire and it heated up from riding on the freeway. I don't know, but it exploded. So fortunately, I did not flip or wreck. And I made it here safely with two of the dogs, with Cassie and Stella. And here I am up in my little studio in the Mountain House, and it is nice to be up here. It's just me and the dogs. Tomorrow, I have an interview with Frank Meyer from Streetwalking Cheetahs at 7 o'clock, supposedly. Then Friday morning, I'm scheduled to have an interview. Pardon me, I haven't even taken a sip of this drink, and I'm already burping it up, so I might as well give myself a reason to burp and take a sip of this fine Tecate. So I also have an interview with Susie Quattro on Friday. So tomorrow I have an interview. So there'll be a show tomorrow. If all goes as planned, I will be interviewing Susie Quattro on Friday. And there'll be another show on Friday if that goes as planned. And also in the pipeline is Ginger Wildheart. So we'll see. We'll see if all these come about. So that's going to be three shows between now and Sunday. And today is the fourth show because I am doing a special emergency track by track review of the brand new Cheap Trick album, In Another World. Nobody has done a review of this album yet. I don't know if anybody has it, but the other day, or about, I think on Sunday of this past weekend, out of the blue, somebody sent me the new Cheap Trick. I can't say who it is because they wish to remain anonymous. So let's just say it leaked, and I'm taking a big chance tonight by giving you a preview of it, friends. So please, if you're a friend of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, keep it between just us, okay? Usually when I post this thing to Libsyn, it automatically goes up to YouTube. And half the time I get taken down from YouTube for doing it. This time I'm going to make sure I don't post it to YouTube. I want to stay under the radar on this. I just want the friends of the Rock and Roll Geek Show and me to listen to the brand new Cheap Trick together. About this album, this is their 20th studio album. It was supposed to come out in early 2019. I think it was finished in 2018. Julian Raymond produced it. This is what according to Blabbermouth, produced by long-term associate Julian Raymond. In Another World sees Cheap Trick doing what they do better than anyone. This is a press release, by the way. Crafting indelible rock and roll with oversized hooks, mischievous lyrics, and seemingly inexorable energy. Trademark anthems like Light Up the Fire and Boys and Girls in Rock and Roll are countered by more introspective but no less exuberant considerations of times past, present, and unknowable future on such strikingly potent new tracks as In Another World, I'll See You Again, In Another World, which marks Cheap Trick's first LP since 2017's doubleheader, We're All Alright and Christmas. Further showcases Cheap Trick. Okay, enough. I'm not going to read it anymore. But yeah. So this is their 20th studio album. It was supposed to come out in 2019. Like I said, I believe it was recorded. It was done in 2018. And then this whole bullshit, you know, the Corova started. And that put the nicks on. So they delayed the release of the album. And the person who leaked this thing to me, I want to thank you. I'm not going to thank you by name. You know who you are. It could be somebody from the Cheap Trick camp. I don't know. I can't say, okay? I'm not going to pull an Eddie Trunk here, but we're going to listen to it together. There are 13 songs, all right? So let's just do this. Let's get right into it. I feel a sneeze coming on. I can sneeze in my own house. It's not against the law. All right, first song is Here Comes the Summer. This was released in 2018, so we've already heard this one. When I first heard it, I said, this sounds familiar, and I realized, oh, yeah, it came out like 2 years ago. So here's the first song. If you happen to stumble upon the Rock and Roll Geek Show, well, if you're a regular friend of the Rock and Roll Geek Show, you know how the scoring system goes. But if you're a new listener, the Rock and Roll Geek scoring system is, if I like the song, I give it a plus one. If it's okay, I give it a half. And if it sucks, I give it a zero. And then we tally them all up and put that over the amount of tracks that are on the album. So on this one, there's 13 tracks on this album. So if I like all 13, it'd be a 13 out of 13. All right, you get the drift. First song, Here Comes the Summer. Wait. Back it up. Okay, back it up here. This producer, okay.
Here comes the summer, the summer.
All right, good rock and riff. Robin Zander sounds great, of course. When I heard it back in 2018, I said, oh, it's okay. And I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to give it a strong half to start off the album. And let it go to the neck. Let it go through the guitar solo. Decent enough. It just it doesn't blow me away. Little bit of Dream Police type of middle of bridge. Tom Peterson bass solo. Alright, kill it. Okay. I have a feeling my microphone is distorting and I apologize. I'm using the Zoom P4. tonight. So this is what I bring up on the road with me. So this is what I'm going to be using all weekend too. So hopefully it doesn't sound like dog shit. All right, next song, Quit Waking Me Up. Quit Waking Me Up. I like that.
One that leaves a scar, she leaves you wanting more. She'll just do it like there's nothing to it. The bedding's all over the floor. All around, all around.
That's good.
All around, all around, all around.
Right, great solo by Rick Nielsen. In between verses solo. That's very good. I like this one. I'm giving this one a plus one.
After all that's gone down, I really don't know who you are. Going down, going down, round and round.
All right, will we get a second guitar solo? Very Sergeant Pepper sound.
What I want, I'm not gonna stop. In your love, I could drown.
I guess Sergeant Pepper. I'm not a Beatles authority. I'm guessing that's the era.
Of you bringing me down. You're winding me up, and I'm falling in love with the way that you sound.
That guitar is great.
Going down, going down, round and round.
All right, I'm giving that one a plus one. Okay. Third song, title track, Another World. Now, I played this one. I'm going to stop it here. I played this one on the Mad at Dad. So if you listen to the Mad at Dad, if it's posted already, we did a Mad at Dad yesterday. You know how I feel about this one. Start it over. Gets off to a slow start.
Say you've had it now, oh. I know it's bad.
Red Ant era sound.
These are the worst times that we've ever had.
That is
down
fucking great. Oh man, this is so good. Yeah. Oh yeah. When I first heard this, I about creamed my fucking pants, man.
We'll find us a way to have shelter and say we believe in another world.
My favorite style of Cheap Trick. That Special One and self-titled Cheap Trick, the Red Ant era, so good. That's what this sounds like, and I fucking love it. Just come inside. Listen to Xander. Oh, the fucking tearjerker. Come on. Man, if you don't like this, I don't know, friends. We'll find us this is fucking to have shelter and say we believe in. Big plus one. In another world, we could be happy. Singing along already. First time I heard it, I was singing along. Everything about this song is great. Solo versus. Things will work in the. Listen to that verse. Its way. Nothing can bring us down, come what may. I love you now and ever anyway. That is the answer for us all. Well, in another world, we will be happy. In another world, we will be free. This might be my favorite song this year so far. Big plus one. Next song, Boys, Girls, and Rock and Roll, which I played on the last Rock and Roll Geek Show. So we already know that's pretty much a plus one. Take it easy. I'm pleasing my love. Yeah, I love that guitar part. No. No. Well, she's so foul, I think I better lay down. Yeah, this is good. Tom Hamilton. Fuck. Tom Peterson, that bass lick is great too. I'm pleading, show me, let me know. We'll take it through the next chorus. That lick is so cool. Rick Nielsen's solos on this, probably better than better solos than I've heard in quite a while in the last album. All right, kill it. Last two albums I thought were just, they were okay. And I'm, you know how I feel about Cheap Trick. I just thought the last two were okay. They weren't bad, but they were okay. Rick Nielsen sounds way better on this. All right, next song, and Another World, up there with some of the best Cheap Trick songs, in my opinion. All right, next song, The Party. The Party. So far, not blowing me away. Let's get it to the solo here. Let me see estimate where it's going to be. Don't call me a doctor. I did not find the solo. Maybe there is no solo. Ripping guitar solo, it is solo best part of the song. All right, I'm giving it a half. It's okay. It's not great, it's not bad. It's okay. I'll give it a regular half. Not a strong half, just a regular half. Next song, Final Days. Featuring harmonica from Wet Willie frontman Jimmy Hall. Remember Wet Willie? We're back. The yellow road is filled with shadows. Lost in these final ways. Seeing so. I like that. That sounds like another song, but I like it. I like the no.
Seems so.
right, come on, Wet Willie, let's go. Oh, where is this? Have a, maybe this is what Blabbermouth said. Where's Wet Willie? There he goes. Blow it, man. Blow it. Come on, Jimmy. Blow it. Harmonica makes the harmonica and dual thing with Rick Nielsen makes the songs. I'm giving that a plus one. My dogs are out there going crazy, and I don't know what's out there. But so hopefully they don't get run over by a car. All right, next song, So It Goes. So It Goes. Ah, the mandocello.
Oh, babe, the fire.
Oh, yeah.
The time
mandocello part two.
Goodbye. Now strangers here alone. Still I wonder why.
That's good.
Amazed the time flies by so fast, or so it seems. If mountains pour into the sea, I thought there'd still be you and me. And so it goes.
Little over the top with the Beatles influence, but how could you not like the mandocello?
To show, and I know. The end, I guess, was meant to be. It's clear what you meant to me.
Yeah, I like this. This is nice.
So it goes. My love for you had just begun to grow, and I know the end is always. How could I have known you'd really go?
Man, is Rick Nielsen great on guitar or what?
Now spring is here alone, and still I wonder why.
Robin Zander sounds as good as ever to me. I like that one. That's a big plus one for me. right, next song we heard already. I played it on the last Rock and Roll Geek Show as well, and it came out like in January. Light Up the Fire, rockin' tune. Nice 12-string bass. That's good. Huge rocking chorus. This is good. This is a plus one. You got what you got. The flame is burning brighter. So light the fire, but don't burn mine. So far, a lot of plus ones. Guessing this will be the one they pull out live. If they do, maybe two songs live. I sure hope they do the title track. Alright, we've heard this one. This is a plus one. Alright, next song, Passing Through. Another Red Ant sounding song. See, this is the kind of cheap trick I like. That's good. Sounds a little like something from Countryside Boulevard, too. Yeah, I like this. This is a fucking good album, man, if you're not catching it. You're with me on this cheap trick track by track. If you maybe you have a different opinion than me, I don't know, but I'm liking it so far. Like you. Oh, I can see it now. Your heart's just passing through. Oh, no. About a million guitar tracks and they all sound great. Yeah, that's good. That's a big plus one for me. Something's driving you mad each time you try to either reason or rhyme. Time's on your side. I've always wanted you so. I wanted you to want me to. Yeah, big plus one. I'm guessing maybe a lot of fans might not like that one so much, but I really like it. Next song, Here's Looking at You. I'm in. That sounds like something else, though. That sounds a lot like a different song, but it's good. Let me rewind it here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You didn't stop to notice.
That's good.
I think it's time that I said you're pulling me across the line.
Fuck yeah. They're back, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Looking at you. This is good. Yeah, that's fucking good, man. Listen to that bass. Oh, listen to that bass slide. It was badass. Hold on a second. Rewind it. Yeah, that's cool.
Get the scenes. I'll never place that order. Just living a dream. You look at me through x-ray eyes. This is going nowhere. You paint me in a corner. It's every man for themselves. It's more than an inch, but you took a mile. It's hard to tell.
Singing along already.
All right.
That's a huge plus one. Man, that's good. I want to hear the rest of it. All right, so far, my number one album of the year so far. It's got to be. Do that bass climb up. Good job, Cheap Trick. Good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was worried this album wasn't going to be good. They did not disappoint me. It's fucking good. Next song. Another World reprise. So the song I love so much, the title track, Another World, here's a reprise of Another World. Ready? Okay, here we go. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay. Remember I said how much I love the song Another World? All right, let's rewind it. Oh, God. That's fucking good. Let's listen to it from the top. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
Say you've had it, now I know it.
Yes! Yes! Woo!
These are
this is fucking great! Great! 2. I will give it a 2.
Been so hot, just so hot of late. So tired.
Come on, disagree with me. You could disagree, motherfuckers, but you would be wrong.
Just come outside, out of the blue.
They are back. Why they're the greatest band in the world. Cheap Trick is the fucking greatest band in the world. Yeah, throw me out of pod. What are they going to do for playing this album? Kick me out of podcasting? Ah, I'm blowing my fucking nuts over the album. How could you? You won't get a better review than this one. Or a more glowing one. Holy shit, this is good. It's getting better.
Nothing can bring us down, come what may. I love you now and ever anyway. That is the answer for the world today. In another world, we could be happy. In another world, we could be free.
Listen to that. Big plus one, big plus one. Motherfucker, that's good. My dogs are in here looking at me like I'm losing my mind. Oh, God. All right. Song 12, you can't top that one. I'm sorry, you can't top that one. I'll see you again, number 12. Now, there's one more song after this, a John Lennon cover, which we've heard. This should be the album closer. If this song was the album closer, it would be a plus one. Or still may be, but a little like Shelter. A little Shelter. Now, Another World reprise and ending the album with this would have just been so great.
What I would have given to make you stronger. What I wouldn't give to see you smile again. What I wouldn't give that fear in your eyes. What I wouldn't give to see you smile. Just rest your eyes. I'll see you again.
Hi. I'm going to give it a strong half. Like I said, if the album was closed with this, it would have been a lot better of an effect for me. But I'm going to give it a strong half.
I'll see you again.
leaning very close to a plus one. Very, very close. I mean, I need to keep my rock integrity or whatever you call it. So I'll give it a half. Next song, John Lennon cover, Give Me Some Truth, featuring Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols on guitar. This was recorded a long time ago as well. This came out, they released this a while back, I think. But we will listen to it again. Give Me Some Truth.
I'm sick and tired of
now, the best version ever of this song is done by Generation X on the first Generation X album.
Just give me some truth.
Johnny Depp covered this. Didn't do a great job, in my opinion. I like that. Is that Steve Jones? That was good. All right, I'm giving this one a plus one, a good cover. So let's tally it up, shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 and a half out of 13. Pretty damn scientific score. Do you agree with me, friends? Send me an email to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com with the subject line Butler. I don't know about you, but I had 6 orgasms listening to this record. And my shirt was off the entire time. And I'm a girl. Okay, put that in the subject line. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. If you disagree with me and think the album blows, Butler, get off of your ass. This album is it sucks. Let me change that. Put in the subject line, Butler, give it up. Why don't you just admit that you want to have sex with all the guys in Cheap Trick? You are so full of shit. This album is mediocre. I'm unsubscribing. Put that in the subject line, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, friends, to this bonus episode, track-by-track review of Cheap Trick in Another World. I will post a link to where you can order this album. It comes out on April 9th. If you like it, please buy it. Podcasting sells records. Please, that's my only defense. All right? If they try to take me down, it's my only defense. Podcasting sells records. So go out and buy it, friends, if you like it. Thank you for listening. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, rockandrollgeek.com, so you can find the show. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. It's a value for value, so please keep the donations coming, because without your donations, this show will die horrible, putrid, stench-filled death. I'll talk to you tomorrow with Frank Meyer. Maybe we'll do a track-by-track of his new album, Street Walking Cheetahs.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.